You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you give me a rough outline of what this petition is for and why it's come about?
We've put a petition on our website seeking support to make for safer sick leave, to increase sick leave provision for working people. It had five broad issues. One was to extend the current COVID sick leave support scheme into next year and make it, you know, longer and easier to access. But more importantly was to increase the legal minimum paid sick leave from the current 5 days to 10 days a year, and also to make it available to people as soon as they start work instead of currently have to wait for 6 months. We wanted to get rid of the previous national government's law change that allowed employers to require a doctor certificate even with just 1 day sick leave. So broadly speaking, and we also wanted to make leave available for people to look after their dependents, you know, children, parents and so on. So broadly speaking, we just wanted to make sick leave easier to get for working people than they currently do. Now, the COVID situation has sort of put a spotlight on this issue, but it really isn't just limited to times of the pandemic. But right now, it's put in sharp relief because we have a national health message, which is please stay at home if you're not well, don't go to work, don't spread your pandemic germs or any germs. But at the same time, a lot of people can't afford not to go to work because they only have 5 days sick leave a year, or if you're a new worker, they don't have any sick leave. And they're faced with the choice of losing a day's pay and doing the right thing health-wise, or trying to put food on the table because they can't afford it, but going to work sick and potentially A, getting sicker, and B, spreading any bugs they might have around the workplace. So in our view, the sick leave, standard sick leave entitlements need to be lifted from a worker's point of view and from a health point of view.
Yeah, so one of the things that you mentioned was you're calling for an increase in the minimum number of paid sick leave days a person can take. What's the rationale behind extending that number of days?
Yeah, it's basically because we know 5 days isn't enough for many people. It's not a target, but in any given year, working people can find themselves needing more than 5 days sick leave, and especially if they're looking after dependents as well. If we leave it at 5 days, and also if we leave it where people can't get any sick leave in the first 6 months of a new job, then we know that people won't be able to, they basically won't have sick leave when they need it. So the logic is, let's remove any barrier to allowing people to stay home when they're sick, especially when there's a pandemic going on. Making people pay for, docking their pay for taking sick leave, which is currently happening to people with the statutory minimums, is a barrier, and therefore, will discourage people from doing the right thing and staying home and keeping their sickness at home.
With illnesses such as COVID, I mean, we're seeing recovery periods that can take quite a long time and prevent people from working for several weeks at a time. Do you think that minimum paid sick leave will need to be increased even further over the coming years, beyond 10 days?
Possibly. I mean, many workplaces, especially places where there are union agreements, have much better than the statutory minimums. They have, at least 10 days a year. Often they're accumulating, and even some workplaces have no particular number. Just when you're sick, you take sick leave. And certainly with a pandemic situation, if people happen to catch COVID, of course they need much more than just 10 days. But the COVID leave scheme should help that for now. But I think in time we should keep an open mind about it. There's no point in forcing people to come to work when they're sick. The risk is that they'll give it to other people, and they just won't work properly and they won't recover well. So we do need to think about it in those terms, but for now, a really good step would be just to lift the basic entitlements that you can't go under. Putting the whole thing with the employers being able to get a sick leave certificate for 1 day off really is a backward step too. It's a barrier for people. It's not easy to get. It's a cost. You've got to get to the doctor. It's just kind of really suggests a very low trust relationship lies behind that, and we don't think that's appropriate workplace relations approach. There should be far more trust in the working relationship, and workers shouldn't be treated as though they can't be trusted.
Another major thing that you're calling for is the removal of the 6-month stand down period upon starting a new job. Why do you think it's important to remove that?
Well, quite simply because people who start a job are just as likely to get sick as people who have been in a job for a long time. Some people might argue more because it's quite, you know, can be expose themselves to new and additional situations. But there's no reason why somebody starting a job is any less prone to get ill than anyone else, and we just think that's just a silly barrier to put up. Again, you know, this was something that suggests a low trust relationship with an employer. I mean, it's quite simply, employers shouldn't want people to come to work sick, and in their first 6 months, they should recognise that they need support at that time of their working life as much as any other time. So it's just an artificial barrier that doesn't make sense.
Another thing you mentioned was this law that requires a doctor's certificate after 1 day of sick leave. Why do you think this law is unfair to workers?
Well, because it's another barrier to get sick leave. You have to get you have to obtain the certificate. So that could cost you money, time, transport, resources, all of those things. But secondly, it just infers that there's no trust in the relationship, and it allows employers to make it harder for people to get sick leave. 1 day off, you know, that is just, you know, completely over the top in our view. Extended periods are different, but that's just really is just supporting employers who have a very kind of untrusting relationship with their staff to do that. You would think that if a worker says they need to take a sick day, an employer would simply accept that and respect that rather than asking them to go get proof that they're sick. That's a poor employment relations practice and signals there's something wrong in the workplace if that's what's going on.
I think lastly I want to touch on this call for making sick leave available to people who need to care for their dependents. Could you outline what this is trying to achieve?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, of course, particularly in... have to look after their kids and or their parents, and they're relied on for that. And again, people need to be able to have the time to do that. It's important that we have those arrangements in place that enable that to happen. And once again, with only 5 days sick leave and with it being so restricted, you're getting people are having to make a choice between going to work and leaving people behind who need to be supported, or staying at home and not having enough money to put food on the table. So that's a choice people shouldn't have to make. The other issue is that, in fact, there are many employers who do better than the statutory minimum, especially places where there are union agreements. And the problem is that where you have two partners two people in a household, one with a union agreement or a better agreement and one only on these pretty minimal rates that are currently there, that means that the burden of supporting the household falls on the employers who are good employers and puts the employers who just rely on the absolute minimum sort of at some advantage, because they, you know, it'll be one member of the household who stays home all the time using up their sick leave while the mingy employer kind of gets away with it and doesn't contribute. So we need to raise the bar and make it fair across the economy rather than having double standards and allowing, you know, and encouraging employers to keep these rates to the minimum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.